Bahraini regime mounting pressure on dissent. A court in the tiny Persian Gulf state has handed heavy jail terms to 7 Shia activists. The men are sentenced to 15 years in prison. The court convicted them of attacking a security guard during an anti-government rally that led to his injury. Just a few days ago, 16 other people, including teenagers, were sentenced to 5 to 10 years behind bars. Dozens of Shia protesters have been tried over anti-regime demonstrations since a revolution began in Bahrain 3 years ago. The crackdown on anti-government protests has also left scores dead. Let's speak to Professor Daoud Khair Allah. He's a professor of law and he's with the Georgetown University, joining us from Washington. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Khair Allah. Now, even though the sentences are different in severity, there are many who are comparing the judicial process that took place in Bahrain with that in Egypt, where we saw 500 people get sentenced to death for the death of one security guard. Do you see it that way too?
Well, each country is, in a sense, a sovereign, and it depends on how its people, the culture of the rule of law. One would hope that the judiciary in Egypt and in Bahrain are maintaining high legal standards and all necessary protections for the defendants to prove their innocence or their guilt.
Right, so what do you make of these recent sentences that have been handed down? There are those who are saying that these are extremely harsh and most sentences do take place in a biased way.
Well, this is why I say that the standards that are applied by the judiciary in each court, in each society, are a reflection of the level of development and awareness of this society, of the importance of the rule of law, of the importance, because whenever politics interferes in the legal process, the first victim is justice. And societies pay a high price for neglecting or for disregarding high levels, high standards of justice.
Okay, then let me rephrase my question, Professor Khair Allah. Do you think that politics is interfering in the judicial process in Bahrain?
Well, ostensibly, this is the case. And it is to the credit of the Bahraini people, the uprising in Bahrain has been peaceful. They have not resorted to arms, although they are the majority of the people. And the countries who supported the government are the same countries that are arming people in Syria and other places to resort to violence. It is to the credit of the Bahraini people, those who had the uprising and who want the reform, and probably the whole world should witness, and those who are responsible for the uprising, they should make sure that their case, their just cause, their behavior is well known and well seen by the international community and the rest of the world.
Indeed. Now, the Al-Khalifa regime is doing its utmost to portray a sense of normalcy, at least in international media. This is while protests and repression of these protesters continues. How do you see the situation evolving from here onward?
Well, what one fears, if there is a distortion of facts and misuse of the instruments of justice, the courts, the judiciary, whatever, and this would lead people to resorting to violence because they feel that going through the normal courses, justice is not being done. And on the contrary, there is a certain distortion, deliberate distortion of facts. And this would not last too long with people. People would start resisting and resorted to different means and take what they consider is their rights into their own hands.
And very quickly, if you can, Professor Khair Allah, do you think that the international community has abandoned the Bahraini people in these times?
Well, unfortunately, the international community is fed information by a media that is already politicized and distorted. The international community, the ordinary man anywhere in the world, would take a position, will decide based on the facts that he or she would see. When they see distorted facts, they would react accordingly. And unfortunately, we know that the media is biased, the media is controlled by special interests, and there is a huge double standards in the way the world see what is going on in the entire Arab world, and this is very unfortunate.
Okay, that was Professor Daoud Khairullah, Professor of Law with the Georgetown University, joining us from Washington. Many thanks indeed, Professor, for your comments here on Press TV.